From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham today said the Canadian and U.S. governments were beginning an investigation into last week's blackouts. The North American Electric Reliability Council, which monitors the grid, is doing its own investigation, and Congress plans to begin a probe on Monday. While no one seems to know exactly what went wrong, everyone seems to have an opinion of how things should be fixed. Here's Louisiana Congressman Billy Tozen, chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, speaking on ABC's This Week.
You can't double demand on a system and not at the same time modernize the transmission facilities. You can't have a city like New York depending upon faraway energy produced as far away as Ohio, and allow one state to have weaker standards than another state. You have to have common standards.
Here to talk about some of this is NPR's David Kestenbaum. David, if we don't know what's broken, how can it be fixed?
I think what you're hearing out there is that people are using the blackout to highlight what they think are the problems with the electrical systems in America. I mean, Congress and power companies have been saying, look, we're on the edge of collapse for a while now, for years. One thing they talk about is this, the North American Electric Reliability Council, which no one probably heard of until a few days ago.
Or can say.
Right. I mean, they monitor the grid, but they don't really have any power. So some people would like to make it stronger, you know, allow it to actually set standards and enforce them. There are some people who think the solution is to consolidate big parts of the grid, build new power lines across state borders. And then on the other hand, there are people who think, you know, things are fine just the way they are, and we don't want any more interconnection.
Is there some consensus about needing new transmission lines?
No, not there either. I mean, there are people who say they're going to point at this and say, look at what happened in this case. You got power from Ohio. I bet you in New York didn't even know you were getting power from Ohio, right? And look at the route it took to get to New York. You know, it travels along this thing called the Lake Erie Loop. So the power lines run from the eastern part of Lake Erie. They went down to Cleveland, around to Detroit, up into Canada, to Ontario, and then back way down around to New York. It's like a big figure six. And, you know, the reason you don't have a big power line, if we had a big direct power line from New York to Ohio, would that have helped? I think we don't know the answer to that yet.
Are investigators still focusing on three transmission lines that went down in Ohio and talking about a possible broken alarm system there that was supposed to warn about failures?
Yeah, that's the focus right now. So these were three lines, the three power lines are owned by a company called First Energy Corporation that's based out of Ohio. And they have an alarm which was not functioning at the time those lines went down. I spoke with an official there, and it was basically, it's a visual alarm. Something changes color on a computer, and that was not functioning. But the person at the corporation said, you know, it's unclear if that was really, if that would have gone off if it had been up and running, because the system seemed stable even when those three lines went down.
Well, thank you very much for trying to round all that up for us. NPR's David Kestenbaum. Thanks again, David.
Sure.